from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous and Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guest comes to us from Waterhand Lake First Nations, Saskatchewan. We have in the house Mr. Angus Vincent. He has just released his debut album, Angel, and he'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And I'm ready. I'm going to turn it up. Are you ready? It's all going to start in 60 seconds.
Support for today's program comes from...
The Coming of the Blessin' was created and written by Native women in partnership with the March of Dimes. This pamphlet draws from Native customs and traditions to help you have a healthy pregnancy. It is one of the best things you can do for your baby, as it draws from Native customs and traditions to help you have a healthy pregnancy. To request a free copy and learn more about this and other resources, visit them at marchofdimes.org/blessin.
Clean water, literacy, women's issues, eradicating polio, promoting peace and sustainable community development. Rotary takes action locally and globally. Join the people of action today. Visit Rotary.org to find a club near you.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at IndigenousinMusicandArts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
All right, you ready? Let's get the show started with music from Angus Vincent. This one's called Tension.
Make me bow my head and wish to God I wasn't here. That's music from Angus Vincent. He'll be in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. All right, here's music now from Mike Byrne, Apatapossek. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
You took me away from all that I knew. You took me away from all that was true. You put me in a place of hell.
That's music from Ellen Sillaboy and the Thundermakers. Drum Song. Hey, quick mention, if you ever want to get a hold of me, you can always feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com, and I'll email you back, and you can hook us up over on Facebook, too, but over there you gotta like me, and I'll like you right back. That's Indigenous and Music with Larry K at our Facebook page. Yeah. Down to Colombia. Here's Bamba Estero. We are Indigenous in Music.
Tengo 3 días que no como, 4 que no bebo agua.
Y tan pa' abajo loma, busca un más viaje agua. tengo tres días que no como, cuatro que no bebo agua.
Music from Nova Lima from Peru. We'll be right back. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Did you know Indigenous in Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more on how you can donate a vehicle and how you can schedule for your free pickup, call us here at Indigenous in Music at 612-432-0057 or complete the online donation at indigenousandmusic.com and click on Make a Donation. All right, a quick ride down to Bolivia. Music now from Suke. This one is called Conception.
Thank you.
That's music from Rob Garza. Hope you're enjoying today's show. Coming up in a couple of minutes, our guest, Mr. Angus Vincent, will be stopping by from Saskatchewan, giving us an update on his new album, Angel. And it's all happening right here. We are Indigenous in Music.
Support for today's program comes from Join the People of Action Today. More than 23,000 Rotary members from 170 countries are expected to attend the service organization's 111th Annual International Convention in Honolulu, Hawaii, June 6 through June 11, 2020. Register by December 15th to save. Visit Rotary.org for details.
The Coming of the Blessing was created and written by Native women in partnership with the March of Dimes. Together, we can support Native moms and their families before, during, and after pregnancy. To connect with other moms, access helpful resources, and request a free copy of the Coming of the Blessing pamphlet, visit them at marchofdimes.org/blessing. Help give your baby the best possible start.
The support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and please click to donate.
Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from Waterhand Lake First Nation, Saskatchewan. He is a singer, songwriter, and performer. He has been enjoying the success of his debut album, Angel. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the spotlight, Mr. Angus Vincent. Hi, Angus. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little warm down here. Hate to brag, but it's hot. How's it up there in your town?
It's actually one of the warmer cold days.
Sweet.
You can believe that.
Sure.
We got like minus 14, I believe.
What's the music scene like up there? Is it busy, popping?
Yes, it is, actually. We've got a number of musicians that are going hard and touring. I got a couple Indigenous musicians coming to Yorkton here that I might go check out this coming week, too. So
Nice. Well, hey, great to have you on the show, and I'm glad you found me. I would have never known you had good music out there waiting for us.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it big time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was good. I actually reached out to you and made sure that I, hit you up and was hoping that you were going to do some supporting, and, it's all good, and I was really thankful for that.
So. Great. Well, great to have you on the show, and it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about you, and then we'll jump into the album, Angel, and your new singles.
All right, for sure.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, no, my name's Angus Vincent, as you said, and I'm a Plains Cree boy from Waterhen Lake, Saskatchewan. That's northern Saskatchewan. And, I'm currently residing in Yorkton. I've made it my home here, bought a house, started a family,
nice.
The whole nines. And music has always been part of my life, and I finally was able to complete my debut album, Angel, in April of 2018. And, it's been a great experience since then. I do all the marketing and promo myself. I the success off of that album has been very, mm-hmm. I guess, ex- quite the experience, I'll just say. I mean, the first single, Tension, made it to number 3 on the National Indigenous Music Countdown there. So, yeah, that was quite the feat. And, yeah, it was. It just propelled me. It just pushed me to start getting more music out there. And here I am kind of finishing up my second EP and hoping to release that end of March. And I have a, the second single released off of that EP is called Busugu.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play that.
Which means get up or rise up in Plains Cree language. And language is actually going to be the theme surrounding this upcoming EP. So I'm going to be incorporating a bit more of my Plains Cree language, as I am a fluent Plains Cree speaker, so...
Sure, sure. And so, you're going to put a video out, too, you were mentioning. That's in the works, too.
Yes. Yes, that's in the works as well. So Busugu will be having a good visual.
So now, growing up, were you in a band, or how did you get into music? Who was your mentor?
Well, actually, in the beginning, it was... I have to owe it all to my mom. I mean, she basically would always... Sing songs to anything, you know. You'd find her humming a tune to basically, yeah, time to do the dishes today, Angus, it's your turn. So, yeah, it was, I have to owe it to my mom. I mean, she kind of instilled that musician thoughts and musician feeling and, you know, just basically using music as a tool to, you know, express yourself and basically get some tell your stories in that sense. So, and right now I do have some guys that I call upon, you know, when I do shows and such.
Yeah, get them together.
We get thrown together, and then we're able to, you know, they've learned some of my songs, and we're able to do some shows here and there, and mix in with some covers. But I'd like to kind of move forward and just. Basically just push my my original songs out there as well. So and also just wanted to note that I do my own basically marketing and promotion as well, and booking and such, which I'm hoping to basically pass that baton off to a manager or a label, I guess, kind of in the market for that, just so that I could focus more on the music and the craft, I guess.
Sure. Now, I know you're young and you're just starting. You put a lot of work into this album. Do you have advice for our new and upcoming musicians?
Well, the best advice I could give is not to give up. Indigenous music is such a great industry to be in right now because of the immense supporters such as yourself and, you know, your station.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of indigenous stations like up here as well. So
right on.
I'm really thankful. I'm really thankful and appreciative, grateful for all the the network that I have kind of reached out to, and they've been very supportive in that sense.
Good deal. Angus, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me would probably be my Facebook page, my Facebook musician page. Angus Vincent Music. And basically just send me a message on there, and if you're interested in booking, you know, we can kind of leave a message on there, and then we'll be able to kind of establish, I guess, contact from there. So
right on. Angus is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and get yourself a free issue. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Angus Vincent. He has a new album out and new singles. You can find out all about him on his homepage at angusvincent.com and hear his music on Spotify. Angus, thank you for showing up tonight and giving us an update on all your new music.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Larry.
We're going to play you Angus's new release. Here is Busugu.
Talk for hours on end about
was music from Angus Vincent, and that was Pussy Goo. In case you're just tuning in, Angus was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
That was music from Nahiwak, Tommaso. I'm Larry Kay. Music now from Electric Religious, No Time for Maybe. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Over you. I'm left with nothing. I'm a smoldering fire. And the fire burns, burns away. And the fire burns, burns away. And the fire burns to the darkest day. Take away my flesh and bone. Call me out of wood and stone. So I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone. Take away my flesh and bone. Call me out of wood and stone. So I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone.
That's music from Q Violin from Mexico. Bird and Fire. Did you know you can join our radio tribe? You can now become a member. Find out about our membership levels and all the details on how you can join our tribe today. Visit us on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com. And let's hook it up. You know what I'm saying. right, here's Nicola Conte, Bassa Perdue. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Music from Nicola Conte. I'm Larry Kay. You've been listening to Indigenous in Music. Quick mention, if you missed part of today's show, don't worry, you can find all of our shows on our music page. They're all archived there. That's at indigenousinmusic.com. We're there 24/7, 365. indigenousinmusic.com. And I want to thank my guest, Angus Vincent, for stopping by too as well, giving us an update on his new album. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.